A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
If anything, he's tickled him too well.
100% passion.
I gotta be quick because my wife is giving birth, but here's my point.
100% banter.
No, it really wasn't that funny, was it?
No, it wasn't. No, but it's filled some seconds.
Oh, dear.
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter. Women can be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. And today is a very special big day.
Yeah, it's a top world class day of this world.
Of this world. There is no denying it. This morning, we are broadcasting exclusively live from the View Cinema in Leamington Spa on the launch day of the Being Mario Balotelli experience.
The Being Mario Balotelli experience.
Being me with the me, Mario Balotelli.
See the world from the eyes of the most enigmatic footballer on the planet.
Why always me? Why never you?
The Being Mario Balotelli experience at View Cinema in Royal Leamington Spa.
That's the trailer for the experience.
Wow.
And goodness me, Ian, we've been excited for this for a while, and it's all very exciting,
really,
isn't it?
Really,
we're here,
exciting.
We're hopping up and down with what I can only describe as excitement, Ian.
I've never been this excited, I don't think. Although I'm not going to lie. Why would I lie?
Why would you lie, Ian?
What would I gain from lying?
There's no need to lie, really. What would you not lie about then, Ian? What would you not going to lie about?
I'm not
going
to lie. I'm really confused by what's going on.
Right.
Why always me? Why never you? I don't understand that.
Well, half of that's the T-shirt he did, the old "Why is always me" T-shirt. You remember that? And he said that a lot. But why never you?
That's chiefly the bit I don't understand.
The "Why never you" is the new bit, and that's why we're here.
Well, I don't understand anything.
Well,
it's new.
It's quite simple. Mario Balotelli is saying, why is it only him that gets to see the world from his eyes, and why can't the audience, i.e., you, see the world through his eyes for a bit? For the length of a film, I'd say. Well, all that changes today with the new Being Balotelli, Why Always Me, Why Never You, Now It Can Be You for a Bit experience, to quote its full name.
Right. Again, I'm not going to lie.
Yep. Don't lie. No need to lie.
There's no need for lying.
Absolutely no need to lie.
That's confused me even more.
Right.
Though, don't get me wrong,
I won't get you wrong, well, Ian.
No, don't get me wrong.
No need to get you wrong.
I'm really happy to be part of this.
Oh, really excited. We've just conveyed our excitement already. We're hopping
really
up and down
excited.
With excitement. We've been excited for a while.
Yeah, I just don't know what it is I'm excited about.
Mm.
So, like, why is this film only at the View Cinema in Leamington Spa?
Good question.
Mario Balotelli has nothing to do with the town of Leamington Spa. It's not anywhere near Manchester. Here we are, we're just south of Birmingham.
Not even north of Birmingham, not even Staffordshire.
So you can appreciate why I'm confused.
I'm not 100% sure why we're in Leamington Spa, but I'll tell you this, Ian. Leamington is a football hotbed. Gordon Strachan lives here.
He does.
Ricky Schumacher lives here. Remember, he made you mess yourself once in a game. You've got time with him.
And I never wash those shorts in memory.
But let's find out why we are here from the horse's mouth, or at least the spokesperson's mouth of the horse's mouth. Here to tell us more about the Being Mario Balotelli Experience project is Head of Experiential Events at Manchester City, Saley Shippenbadge. Hello, Saley.
Hello, Anthony. Why always me? Why never you?
That's it. That's the tagline. And that's what I'm so excited about.
Yeah, I'm still excited without really knowing why.
Saley, we're all here excited at View Cinema in Leamington Spa. Other cinemas are available, but they're just not as good. And we're here ready for the Being Mario Balotelli, Being Me, and now Sometimes You premiere. And apparently it's not just one of your normal films, says the pamphlet.
Oh, no, it's not a film at all.
Sorry, it's not a film.
Not a film, Saley.
Yes, the fact that this event is happening at a View Cinema is completely coincidental. It's a fully immersible experimental experience.
Not a film. Not a film. That explains why it's only here. Michael Owen will be pleased it's not a film.
Yeah, he will. Michael Owen hates films.
He does.
And let me say, he's a man of my own taste.
Yes.
He's only seen 7 films in his entire life. I've only seen 6, so he's blooming Michael Barrymore in comparison.
Barry Norman.
Yeah, don't like him, he's not as funny.
Saley, why Mario Balotelli? Why Manchester City?
We're on a big PR mission here at Manchester City to make people like us. And this project with the nation's favourite clown, Balotelli, is just one of our many attempts to get the world to forget about all those pesky FFP charges.
Mario Balotelli will help with that. Of course he will.
Class baller was Mario Balotelli.
Top player of this world.
But was he world class?
Well, good question,
He's
Ian.
He's only got a Premier League and an FA Cup.
Well, he won 3 Serie A's and a Champions League to
boot.
Yeah,
but not in England he didn't.
True.
And that's where he fell short. Anyone can win a Champions League abroad. It's much harder to win on these shores, and that's why we are the best league in this world.
Saley, what will Balotelli be doing here at the View Cinema in Leamington Spa? I can't wait to meet him. We've conveyed our excitement already.
He isn't here in the building.
He's not here in the building, but it's not a film.
He's not here. He's somewhere else.
Why are we here, Saley?
In this attraction, you get to see the world through his eyes. Have you seen Being John Malkovich?
Oh, yes, I've seen Being John Malkovich, and I can vouch for Ian when he hasn't seen that. It's not one of the films he's seen, but I've seen it. But it's a top, top film, Ian, and I'll tell you that as a Synecdoche New York fan.
All right, Barry Humphries.
It's exactly like that. The same mechanics.
Sorry, exactly like that. We're going to be able to go into Mario Balotelli's head and see what he's doing at that exact moment through his eyeballs, just like John Malkovich, Saley.
If this doesn't make everyone forget about the 115 FFP charges, then nothing will.
Well, I've forgotten them already. What a stunt. Saley, it's successful.
This is incredible. I can't wait. How did this wondrous miracle come about, then?
Staff at the View Cinema in Leamington Spa accidentally discovered it when their lift got stuck between floors. We heard about it, bought the cinema, moved it brick by brick to the Etihad, found out the magic no longer worked, then moved it brick by brick back to Leamington Spa, and the rest is history.
I'd wager that magic has a little something to do with Gordon Strachan and Ricky Schumacher.
Yes. It's a miracle almost as wondrous as that 93rd minute goal to win the league in 2012. Balotelli!
That was Aguero, wasn't it?
And this is the Being Mario Balotelli Experience.
And Ian Five Ankles, we've drawn lots. He will be the first person in the world try Being Mario Balotelli. Yes, because you're the host of the show.
Oh, okay.
My name's not even on the show, Ian, so it wouldn't make sense for me to do it, would it?
What if it's dangerous?
Well, we are excited to be bringing you...
Oh, yes, sorry.
...a world exclusive here at SportsHorn.
SportsHorn, world exclusives.
Yes, we were the first sports talk radio station to bring you exclusive news of Gus Poyet's fungal toenail infection, and it's thanks to us that it didn't spread to the rest of his body. Breaking news, this just in, a medical team has arrived at the scene to treat Gus Poyet's fungal toenail.
I tell you, Anthony, if we hadn't broadcast that exclusive, He wouldn't have got medical help.
Absolutely not.
He could be a giant toenail by now.
You know, Ian, who says telephoto lenses at the beach aren't a public service? It's thanks to the paparazzi that he got the care and the treatment he deserved from our beloved NHS at the start, and then he went private after that. So Ian is in the lift, ready to jam it with a stick so it stops between floors, because that's where you see through Mario Balotelli's eyes at the end of a corridor.
I should have watched the film, shouldn't I?
Well, it's very similar, and we thank the people in Leamington for finding this.
All right, I'm pressing the button, Anthony.
And the stick should be in the lift. Have you got
I've got the stick.
Is it like a football-themed stick? Is it like a corner flag, or is it just a stick?
It's just a stick.
And all the lifts ascending. Here it goes. Okay,
good luck. I'm jamming it. I'm jamming just like Bob Marley, and it's jammed.
Okay, it's jammed. It's jammed. Right, Ian, can you see ahead of you? There's like some sort of... it's kind of a between floorsy sort of corridor.
Do I crawl through that?
Crawl through the between floors. Okay. Towards the end, can you see ahead of you sort of a tiny room where you...
Yeah.
Can you see like...
I'm crawling.
Eyepieces or anything like that? You're crawling? Okay. Just keep going and let us know how you get on. I wonder what he's going to see Balotelli doing. Will he be scoring a goal in his back garden? Will he be accidentally setting his house ablaze with fireworks? Will he be driving to a women's prison to, quote, have a look around? The opportunities are endless. Hang on.
I'm in. Oh, wow. My word.
You're in. You can see?
Yeah.
You can see?
Yeah.
What's it like? Tell us what it's like. Try and describe it with your words.
Okay.
You've been a summariser on Five Live before, so just...
I'll use my words.
Describe what's happening.
I can't see a damn thing. There's not anything to see. It's dark. It's just pitch black.
Right.
Is he asleep? I think he's asleep.
Well, it is the morning, so I imagine...
Hold on. No, my eyes are slowly adjusting. Yeah, I can just about make something out. It's a wall.
Okay.
He's facing a brick wall. Right. Yep. Victorian brickwork, I'd wager. It's workmanlike.
Shh. Oh. Did you hear that? Was that you saying help?
No.
Did you just say help?
No, that's him. That's Balotelli saying help.
Oh, my God. Help, he said. Oh, gosh. This is wild.
Can somebody help?
I think he needs our help.
Okay. Balotelli needs help.
Let's think that's Mario Balotelli.
Well, you're in the Mario Balotelli experience.
That sounded like an English voice.
Can you look around?
No, well, I can't control him. I can't control where he goes. He's just stationary, staring at a wall.
Okay, can you use the other senses?
I don't know, can you touch?
Can you taste anything?
I can smell through his nose. It smells damp.
Sorry, we've lost you. Ian.
Oh, God. Ian. Oh, God. Where am I? Oh, my God, I'm naked.
Ian.
There's balls. There's thousands of balls.
Ian, what's Balotelli doing
I'm
now?
I'm not in Balotelli anymore. I've been chucked out. I'm naked. I'm butt naked.
Ian,
Sandra.
Ian, calm down. Describe your surroundings.
And get me some clothes. Oh my God.
Sayley Ship and Badge, what's happening here is glitched. Are you still there, Sayley?
Hello, Anthony. Yes, I am. Have you forgotten about the 115 FFP charges?
Momentarily, yeah.
It's a goal for us then.
Very good. Yes, Sayley, listen. Ian Five Ankles says he's cold and he's lost all his clothes. So what's happened there?
Yes. All part of the experience. When your time is up looking at the world through Mario Balotelli's eyes, you're dumped out at the other end, just like our lawyers will be dumping those 115 alleged occasions on which we controverted financial regulations.
Dumped out at the other end? Like in New Jersey? What? Dumped out where?
I'm in a ball pool in a children's play area and I'm stark bollock naked. There's kids here.
You've still got your microphone on, Ian, industrial language.
Of course, Anthony. I've got to remain professional.
Where is he, Sayley? What's happening here?
He's at Cheeky Bounders in Solihull, the world's first Peaky Blinders soft play. Are they all wearing flat caps, Ian?
I'm naked, Sayley. I don't care what caps they're wearing. I'm trying not to meet their gaze.
Yeah,
they're staring right at my nethers and that's not right.
Don't worry. We disinfect the ball pool hourly.
Why is this entire Man City-themed experience happening in the Midlands? It makes zero sense.
Why do Man City things have to be from Manchester? Mario Balotelli isn't from Manchester. Pep Guardiola isn't from Manchester. I'm not from Manchester. Why always Manchester? Why never Euchester?
Good point. Good point.
Yeah, I'm not wearing any clothes here.
Yeah, he's not wearing any clothes, Sally.
If you'd like to cap your private parts with one of the flat caps provided and vacate the ball pool as soon as possible so that the next person can enjoy it.
Yeah, Ian, that next person's going to be me. Stop hogging the cheeky bounder's ball pit.
Well, you're
going to
be naked when you arrive.
I'll be seeing through Balotelli's eyes. It's worth it.
No, I'm telling you, it's not even him. It's some English bloke with a southern accent. Whoever we're looking at here, it's not a Super Mario.
Thank you, Sally. We'll keep enjoying the Mario Balotelli experience.
And you keep forgetting those 115 occasions on which we may have breached spending rules.
Will do. Will do. Time for a quick break. You're listening to the Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Proudly sponsored by Dolmio with Ray Winston.
Oh, my God.
Oi, you! When's your Dolmio day?
What? I don't know.
Wrong answer, you c***.
Have you had your Dolmio day?
You fucking
And we are out. Wow, that was
amazing. I'm naked, Anthony.
All right, calm down, drama queen. We've heard you're naked. For goodness sake, would Balotelli bleat on about being naked? No. He'd posted on Instagram for 1 million likes. What are you doing? You haven't even got your phone. Goodness me.
Nowhere for me to put it. I'm not going to put it where you think I'm going to put it.
Well, apparently your microphone was important. Apparently there are some limited edition Man City Oasis shirts in the soft play reception, which you can buy to preserve your dignity. Noel Gallagher designed them. Can you leave one by the edge of the ball pool?
Close the soft play centre today?
Why didn't they close the soft play centre?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Ian. Parents and carers work hard as it is. You want to deny them an hour's respite so you can play naked alone in cheeky bounders. Not great PR for Man City, that is it.
I want to deny them having to look at two stark naked, fully grown men.
Oh, what? A moment on the eyes is a lifetime.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Damage.
Well, I mean, fair enough, actually, that it would have been a better idea.
Close off play centre. This is embarrassing. And I'm telling you, it's not Mario Balotelli.
Oh, come on, Ian.
No, it's some English bloke in the dark.
It's Mario. It's a Mario, Ian.
That's Mario Brothers.
Well, it's him. He's just goofing around, isn't he? You know what he's like. He's just putting on a voice. You don't expect him to be bright lights and glitz all the time, do you? You know, sometimes he just wants to be staring at a wall and speaking in an English accent. You know, when a postman delivers a letter, he doesn't celebrate, does he?
Probably not, no.
No, and so why should Balotelli celebrate scoring a goal? That's what he said.
No, I'm telling you,
the horse's mouth.
Not him. It's an English bloke looking at some damp bricks in the dark.
How do you know they're damp, Ian? Well, they smell damp.
They smell damp,
well,
yes.
Well, okay. He's probably
I think he's trapped. Whoever this is trapped. He said help.
Well.
And he's definitely English. Which English players played with Balotelli at City? One of them must have swapped with him.
What, you've gone through their eyes instead of his eyes?
I think so, yes.
What English player has played at City with him? Joe Hart.
No, don't be a fool. He said help, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Hart would never say help. He's a lion with gloves.
Lescott, then. But Milner. Wayne Bridge.
No, it's none of them. Look, have a listen for yourself
when
you get in there.
I can't wait. I'm excited, as I've conveyed. I will see you on the other side, Ian, and I will fix this riddle.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
You're going to have your Del Mio day, and you're going to like it, you two-bit little c***.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
Who is at Cheeky Bounders Soft Play in Solihull. Little plug for them there. And I believe that they've got a little offer on Bank Holiday Mondays open all day. Ian, you're now suited and booted Man City style. Your testicles are in their house.
Yeah, my testicles have gone away for the day. I've put on a definitely maybe goalkeeper's third kit.
Designed by Noel Gallagher.
Oh, proper Manchester man for it, yeah. But with a Brummo Peaky Blinders flat cap, which formerly covered my modesty. Jack Grealish is Brummy.
Oh, could it be could him. Be, could
no,
be him.
No, it didn't sound like him.
No? Well, Jack Grealish is Irish. We stole him, remember? And I can hear the spraying of the disinfectant on the ball pool ready for me to be teleported naked into.
Could it be Raheem Sterling? No, it wasn't Raheem Sterling.
Not Raheem Sterling. So many people have texted in to 75358 about the Mario Balotelli, or that it might not be him. Why always me? Why for a bit you before you get thrown naked into a children's play area experience? Kathy in Lincoln says he can put a firework in my indoors any day. Woof, Kathy. She's 84. Vera in Nottingham says, this has made me forget all about the 115 financial fair play charges, Top Work City. And one for you, Ian. Dave in Brentwood says, what are the six films you've watched then, Ian?
Well, I wouldn't know, Dave.
Oh.
Because whenever I'm forced to sit in the cinema, which has happened on six occasions,
yeah.
I just close my eyes and do one of two things. I either replay in my head all the goals I've scored.
Just like Michael Owen does.
Yeah. Or I replay some sexual intercourse I've had with my ex-wife turned current girlfriend, Denise.
Some very short films you're watching then, Ian.
Yeah, just about covers the trailers.
We're here at the View Cinema in Leamington Spa for the Being Mario Balotelli Why Always Me experience.
Except it wasn't Mario Balotelli.
And that is the riddle we are asking ourselves. Who is the eyes we're seeing through that should be Mario Balotelli in Leamington Spa, which should be in Manchester? I'm about to find out as I press the lift button, which is going up, and using the stick to jam that lift between floors. So here we go. Was there an actor, Ian? Oh, gonna miss it. Oh, okay, I've jammed it. That's it, it stopped, and I'm just climbing out the sort of top of the lift shaft. Bloody hell, this is a health and safety nightmare. Oh, but I'm on the between floors corridor, and I'm kind of squatting while walking, whatever that's called.
Squawking?
Squawking. Yes, squawking along an air vent towards a small cubicle where I should see through the eyes of... Oh, I'm in.
What are you seeing? Is it Mario this time?
No, I don't think so. It's dark. Let's let my eyes adjust. Oh, it smells damp. You're right, it does smell damp.
It does, doesn't it?
It's damp. Whatever this is, it doesn't have a damp-proof course, so I don't think it's a building. There's dripping as well. There's dripping. Oh, looking at my skin. Yeah, the skin is white. So there's another clue. I'm looking upwards. The eyes are looking upwards, and I can see a circle of light.
A circle of sunlight? Is it sunlight?
It's like a...
It's down a well.
Yeah, there's clouds. I'm down a well. Right. I'm down a well. I'm down a well.
Help!
Did you hear that?
I did. You're trapped down a well, definitely. Is it James Milner?
No, that wasn't Milner's voice, was it? It was the same level of boring, but Milner's from Leeds, so...
Same level of boring, south of England, teammates with Balotelli at City... It's Gareth Barry!
It is Gareth Barry! Gareth Barry's trapped down a well! Okay, right, let's have a look for clues. How deep is this well? Where is it? Oh!
Hi there, Anthony.
Oh! I'm naked.
Yep.
I'm naked.
Yep.
Yeah, this... why are there still children here?
They like looking at both of us naked. Take this Be Here Now Away shirt and flat cap by order of the Cheeky Bounders, and let's preserve these children's innocence.
Right, we're in Solihull. Gareth Barry played for Villa. He's trapped down a well somewhere in the Midlands. But where?
Well, let's have a look at this map.
Why are they selling maps in a Peaky Blinders-themed children's software?
Look, here's Solihull. And here's Leamington Spa.
Oh, yeah.
Look what's exactly the same distance from Leamington Spa to form the third point of a triangle. I've circled it with this Cheeky Bounders ballpoint pen.
The Gareth Barry Triangle. And it's the village of Temple Grafton. Never heard of that, Ian.
Gareth Barry plays cricket for Temple Grafton. Now he's retired.
You what? No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. No, he genuinely does. No, he does. Look it up.
Wikipedia is on there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The team skipper says he hasn't turned up to nets the last few days. It's all making sense.
Hold on. What's that, Sandra? Thank you. Okay, there's somebody on the line. Hello, what's your name and what's your opinion on the UK's third most talked about sports radio station?
This is Clive from Stratford-upon-Avon.
Hi, mate. What's your point?
Yeah, just listening to you there. Big fan of the show. Got you in the headphones while I walked the dog. I heard a former City player's trapped down a well. I'm stood by a well, and there's a pair of shoes by it. I have to say, mate, it might be the same bloke.
It must be him.
Wait, Ian, we need to be sure, but before we get the fire brigade here, Clive, can you just do yourself a favour? Can you have a look at those shoes and tell us anything about them? What's on the shoes?
Quite nice shoes. Having a look now. Oh, a number on the sides. The number 653 in gold lettering.
653. 653. That's the number of Premier League appearances he made. That's Gareth Barry, all right?
It's Gareth Barry! Ian, it's Gareth Barry! Clive, you may call the fire brigade. Ian, you've saved Gareth Barry from a certain death.
Yep.
I'm a Birmingham City fan, so I'll leave him down there if it's all the same with you.
Okay, fair enough. Well, the next person, if you're around, can you call the fire brigade? Ian, yeah, because we haven't got our phones on us, so if somebody could call the fire brigade and just point them to Temple Grafton, that'd be lovely. Thank you to Clive in Stratford. Thank you to Cheeky Bounders Soft Play in Solihull. And of course, The View Leamington Spa for making this all possible. And thank you, Sandra. There's somebody else on the line. There's somebody on the line. Hello.
It is always me, Mario Balotelli.
It's Mario Balotelli.
Hey.
You've passed the test, my friends. Any friend of Gareth Barry's is a friend of mine.
You mean you set this all up, Mario?
And now we celebrate with fireworks. Are you ready?
Oh, fireworks. I love fireworks.
Three, a two, a one.
Oh, my God. He set up fireworks on the inside of a children's soft play. Everybody out! Everybody out!
Ooh.
Get out of the way, out of this building, please! Get the children out of the building!
Whee!
Get the children out of the building!
Look at that one.
Is everybody accounted for?
What a lovely display.
Is everybody out?
Anthony, come on. I think you're being overbearing with firework safety, just like everyone else is in this country.
Perhaps we all are. Thank you, Mario Balotelli, the true ambassador of firework safety. And do you know what? I haven't thought about Man City's 115 FFP charges for at least 7 minutes. So who's the real winner? You're listening to Sports On. The time is 7:58. Let's go to the news with Taj.
Sports On is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Although I'm wearing the hat, so...
Oh, fuck this. This is too much. Sorry.